like that. I'm sure he appreciated that. It's the XTU Morning Crew. Good morning, along with Andy Summers and Dave Cruz.
I heard the craziest story, Dave.
All right.
The craziest story, and we're going to have to get some opinions on this. 215-263-6700. So there was a mom that had a birthday party for a kid at Build-A-Bear. Have you ever been to a Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, I have. Those are fun. Great place for a party. Sure.
I know, right? And so the cool thing is that while you're at the party, every kid gets to build a bear, mm-hmm. right? And in most cases, take the bear home with them.
What do you mean in most cases? It should be all cases.
It should be all cases. But in this case, the mom had all the kids in the birthday party build their perfect bear. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the party said, now give all the bears to my son.
No.
Poor daughter.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
I am outraged at this story.
Wow.
So these kids not only bought a gift for it was, I guess it was a little girl having a birthday party. Uh-huh. They bought a gift. Then they built bears for themselves and had to give the bear. What? Little girl needs 10 bears from Build-A-Bear.
What would you have done if you were a parent in that situation?
I think, honestly, I would be so dumbfounded that I would just go along with it. Because, and listen, you're not going to want to start a ruckus and make a scene in the store. I'm not that person. I'm sure that there are those people. I'm not that person.
You do strike me as that person, though.
Although that my kids would get a lecture on the way home. Like, that kid stinks.
Yeah.
Don't ever say this to anyone, but that is a little jerk of a kid and a jerk of a mom, and you're right. Not to play with them anymore.
And I would think it might make your kids start to hate birthdays. Like, have you ever had a situation where a birthday went bad?
Yes. Actually, not with my kids, but, oh, I forgot about this. My niece was obsessed with Mickey Mouse,
mm-hmm.
and when she was, like, turning 4 or something, they had a big birthday party for her, and I dressed as Mickey Mouse at the party, and my head fell off.
Oh, no.
Right? And you could hear everyone gasp. The kids screamed because she didn't know that it was me. She thought Mickey Mouse actually came to the party, even though it was a horrible Mickey Mouse costume. So I the head, like, rolls under one of the McDonald's tables. I'm crawling over to get I put it back on backwards. You know, they had to, like,
covered
screw
in
it.
French fries,
right?
I know.
Screw it around. So, and then I went back to the kids, and you know what was so crazy? They acted like nothing. Like, they don't even remember that that happened. Right? So immediately they were like, oh, Mickey's back. Right. Hey, Mickey. You know, yeah. It was.
And you still remember it to this
day. I do. But even when I bring it up to her, that's the thing she doesn't remember about that party is that my head fell off. She thought that I came after Mickey was there.
Okay.
They didn't even know that it was me. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But there have been birthday disasters, I would imagine. 215-263-6700. Also, like, do you confront them? And how do you explain this to the kids? Like, okay, this isn't how most birthday parties work, so you still want to go to that next one, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
92.5 XTU. Bill, do you have a birthday disaster story?
Well, I had a surprise birthday party. I thought it was my son's, so I got elected to take my mom and dad. I walk in the front door. I thought, oh, it'll be smart. I'll open the door real quick and yell surprise. So I open the door and yell surprise. And everybody yells back, surprise! Love you guys. Love your show.
92.5 XTU from Glenwood. Good morning, Krista.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. So we're talking about horrible birthday parties. What's your story?
Yeah, so, this could go either way. Some people might think it's horrible and some people might think it was great. But we were at a farm. It was a beautiful day, spring day, and the kids were winding down. It was like pickup time. The parents were coming, and all of a sudden, this one kid goes, "Why is that cow making all that noise over there? And what's sticking out of that cow?" And all the kids go running over into the stall, and the farmer comes, and here she was in labor, but she was kind of in trouble. So the farmer put on the big long gloves and put his whole arm up inside the cow. To help turn this baby calf and then, starts bringing it out. And the kids were their eyes were bigger than saucers and trying to push in front of each other.
I'm just hearing that story, Krista. My eyes are bigger than saucers.
Yeah, yeah. And anytime a kid yells, what's sticking out of that cow?
Yeah. It was crazy. And my kid is front and center and I'm in the back going, oh my goodness, what do I do? So the party ends and she thinks it was the greatest party ever.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, love your show, Andy. Take care.
Thank you so much.
I challenge everyone to try to use that in conversation today. What's sticking out of that cow? Just try it.
Oh, that is so crazy. Well, and you know, this whole thing got started because of this mom who had a birthday party for a kid at Build-A-Bear. And, you know, all the kids that are in the birthday party get to build their own bear. Mm-hmm. Usually they get to take them home. Right. But this particular mom made the kids give the birthday girl the bear. So we're going to check in with Abby Rapak. She's our weather kid this morning. Abby, I mean, can you even imagine this? What do you think?
I'll be so sad and, like, you wouldn't want to give it to him because then you don't take something from it.
So what would you say to that mom?
I would be like, I don't want to give you my bear because it's my bear. I mean,
yeah, Abby, you tell her.
And then kick her in the shins.
Yeah, okay, well, that might be a little too far, Andy. Oh, God.
She's all
look
for
what she's
it.
Done.
That's right. Oh. She's my girl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.